You're not scared, are you? Are you okay? Even though this is Halloween, you're okay?
I'm fine.
You're not nervous? You're not a little creeped out? No, nothing coming around the corner?
No, I don't dress up for Halloween anymore. Do you go to costume parties at all?
Nah. We haven't in a long, long time. Gosh, the last time I went to a costume party, I went as a biker. And it was easy because I'd just gotten back from a cross-country motorcycle trip.
Nice.
And I was like, I'm not even going to change. I'll just go like I am. All right, here are the opening salvo of our entertainment news this morning is the celebrities that you love and look up to, they're older than you think. You ready for this?
Sure.
All right, here's some interesting facts about celebrities, and they are older than you think. 52 years old is George Clooney's age. He is 1 year older than Wilford Brimley was when Cocoon was released.
See, wow. And Wilford Brimley looked old even when he wasn't. George Clooney is aging well. Even though he lets the gray go, it looks good on him.
Yeah, how about
that? He doesn't need it just for men.
Harrison Ford is 71. Han Solo is 71 years old. He is 2 years older than Burgess Meredith when Rocky came out.
Again, that's an old-looking actor versus...
Yeah.
But
Harrison Ford said he's not doing lead roles anymore either. He said he's going to just do supporting stuff now.
Harrison?
He's not a leading man anymore.
I don't know. There's probably some, maybe a remake of, I don't know.
Witness?
Not Witness, but...
In that last Indiana Jones, even the makeup couldn't help.
Yeah. Barnaby Jones, maybe? The movie? Murder, He Wrote?
You saw they're bringing back Murder, She Wrote, right?
Talk to me about that. That's just ridiculous. They're also going to do a spinoff in here, and I'll just jump into it. How I Met Your Mother, which is just a crap on TV.
Right.
They're going to spin it off, of course, now that they're ending the season.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Father.
Really?
Yeah. Way to go, CBS.
So what? It's going to be the same stories just from another person's point
probably.
Of view?
Probably. Yeah,
the mom that they just brought into the show this year, right?
They'll probably rewrite everything. Okay, Marissa Tomei. 48 years old.
You're kidding me.
Marissa Tomei, 48 years old, is the same age Gene Stapleton was when All in the Family hit the airwaves. Marissa Tomei, Gene Stapleton,
I would have guessed her. You see, I just think of her as a forever early 30-something.
Yeah, of course.
Just remember, they dressed Gene Stapleton up as Edith Bunker, so she looked much older than she was.
Remember the Golden Girls, the one that was the oldest and the crotchetiest, I think was the youngest of all three of them.
I think she was, yeah.
At 65, Samuel L. Jackson is 2 years younger than Jack Lemmon when he did Grumpy Old Men. Can you imagine? Think about that for a second.
This is good because you would never make these connections. This is
I just saw Samuel L. Jackson doing a commercial for, was that a cell phone company?
No, it's Capital One.
Oh, yeah. Credit card.
Yeah.
Come on. You can't have Nick Fury doing a Capital One commercial.
Well, they
you?
Play on his cussing because he cusses a little bit, but you know what they want. You know what he wants to say.
He said,
what's in your
He said damn, though, on a national commercial. That was kind of interesting.
It was funny. All right, inappropriate but funny. All right, but here, think about this. Seeing as how Sam Jackson is 2 years younger than Jack Lemmon when he did Grumpy Old Men, think about Samuel L. Jackson in the remake of Grumpy Old Men. That's a billion-dollar idea.
With Morgan Freeman as the other guy? Or is he too old?
Yes.
Or is he too old?
No, that would be awesome.
He, of course, is in that new movie coming out today. Last Vegas with Michael Douglas, Bobby De Niro, and Kevin Kline about the old guys having one last fling in Las Vegas.
Do you realize we just hit on a billion-dollar movie idea? A remake of Grumpy Old Men.
An African-American version of Grumpy
Heck
Old
yes.
Men with Morgan Freeman and Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes, that would be awesome. Oh, my God, that is fantastic.
Well, get his agent on the phone.
And their love interest would be Halle Berry.
Yeah, that might work.
Boom!
I watch anything that is Halle Berry.
This idea is now copyrighted by the Wisconsin Morning News on this October 31st at 5:43 a.m. It is, too. It's completely legal, as far as I know.
I volunteer to direct.
Heck yeah. Oh, yeah, you on the director's couch.
We'll need a 39th take of that love scene thing. Like in that Monsters Ball thing. Just go ahead.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Just run with it. At 59 years old, Denzel Washington is a year younger than Andy Griffith in Matlock. Man.
Denzel's aging well.
Yes, he is. I think Denzel is an amazing actor. 54-year-old Tom Cruise is the same age as Tommy Lee Jones when he did Men in Black. I can see, yeah, that's not so bad. And 51-year-old Demi Moore is the same age as Rue McClanahan when she did The Golden Girls.
See, now that's on the list, though. Demi Moore and Tom Cruise. The window is closing for them to do leading roles.
Tom Cruise's ego will not allow that to be the case. He is a managing owner of
United Artists.
Yeah, United Artists. So as long as he can walk onto the set, he's going to be in the movies. I don't think his ego will allow him to step aside. Demi Moore, well, she hasn't even done anything in a while, so that's almost a moot issue. We talked about Conrad Murray, right? Dr. Conrad Murray being out
earlier
of jail
this week. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Dr. Feelgood.
he's out of jail, and he has made a comment. He says that Michael Jackson would be absolutely appalled at people blaming him for his death. Michael Jackson would be appalled that people are blaming Dr. Murray for Michael Jackson's death. I find that to be interesting.
That's so...
Completely. It's like, really? Can you see things only from your perspective?
People would be appalled that you're a doctor and you see a guy that needs anesthetic to sleep and you don't say,
"You might,
Mr. Patient, you need some help here."
Yeah. Maybe instead of me enabling you, we should get you some therapy? I don't know. Steven Tyler made a pit stop recently at a Boston-area Olive Garden. Apparently, he had to use the facilities.
He didn't go for the buy one, take one home special that they've got going on now?
You know, that must be awful. You're a celebrity.
Yeah.
You know that if you step out of the limo or whatever, you might be spotted, there might be a crowd,
sure.
And yet you're driving somewhere and you gotta go.
And what's even worse is when he goes into the men's room, I'm sure the manager's like, "Excuse me, ma'am, you're in the room." Oh, it's Steven Tyler. So sorry. After he took care of business, he talked to some people, took some pictures, and they gave him a big old bag of breadsticks for his trouble. He did not, however, tip anybody.
You know, the Olive Garden here had a celebrity show up.
Oh, yeah?
A couple of years ago.
Who?
Coolio.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. He was in town doing a show, or he did a show.
He had one of his artists on his label was doing a show here.
Yeah.
So Coolio was at Olive Garden.
Not only that, he was at the log cabin.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I stopped in and had breakfast, and somebody, it was kind of awkward. Somebody said, "Oh, I recognize the name, blah, blah, blah." "Yes, yes, yes, of course. I do radio." And she goes, "Oh, we had a, quote,
we had a real celebrity.
Yeah.
And it was Coolio.
And it was Coolio.
All right.
I'm like, I'm lower on the food chain
yes,
than
you are.
Coolio. Okay, yeah. Maybe if I could do my hair like that. Speaking of being pretty down on the low on the celebrity food chain, Jake Gyllenhaal auditioned for a role of Frodo in Lord of the Rings.
I just read that this morning and he botched it.
Yeah, not Frito. Now, if he'd have gone in for Frito, he'd have gotten it. Or Ear of Corn.
Uh-huh.
But he botched it because he didn't do a British accent.
Was he told that he was supposed to do a British accent?
I don't know. Gyllenhaal's people said, "We heard back and said, they said it was literally one of the worst auditions they'd had."
Oh, that's nice.
All right, I already told you about How I Met Your Mother. And last but not least, Stevie Wonder is possibly working on a rap album. He says, quote, "I listen to a lot of rap, and I'm inspired to take it, to use it in another way, to get the message across."
But Stevie, nobody calls it rap anymore.
Really? You're going to argue with Stevie Wonder?
Stevie, nobody calls it rap anymore.
He doesn't know. There it is.
Please try and see it my way.
Oh, really? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. I kind of liked it, actually. We will be back in mere moments.
It's candy corn's time to shine. This is, does anyone like it? I happen to like candy corn. Nobody likes it, but it's like a candy corn. The origin of Halloween is interesting. I don't think most people are aware of this. Halloween began 2,000 years ago when the ancient Celts realized that very few of their kids were diabetic. And Halloween was born. A lot of kids will be trick-or-treating. Why is it that when kids walk up to a stranger's house and demand candy, they're cute, but when I do it, I'm drunk?
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.